It took police and federal agents 5 years to bust the notorious Frank Colacurcio Sr., also known as the Stripper King. The Colacurcio family agreed to forfeit Rick's nightclub to the U.S. Department of Justice after being indicted for racketeering and prostitution. And now, after some deep cleaning, the Justice Department is ready to sell it. If you're wondering who wants to buy a strip club, Paul Baxley of the U.S. Marshals Service says lots of people.
We've had so much interest by individuals that want to operate Rick's as an adult entertainment club again, as well as we've had a lot of interest by individuals that want to use it for some other type of commercial property.
There's been some pushback from the neighboring community about the possibility of Rick's remaining a strip club. They'd like to see something more family-friendly. Baxley says the Justice Department is neutral on the subject. Their top priority is to recoup as much money for the government as possible, which is why Rick's has remained pretty much intact, with one exception.
The stripper poles are no longer in the building.
Okay, so like a BYO.
Bring your own pole. Yeah.
The U.S. Marshals Service says they could easily get $1.5 million for their property. The proceeds will go to the Seattle Police Department, the FBI, and the IRS. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.